name?
Knights and knaves, from Camelot to Concord.
All right, we'll call it a draw.
Welcome to the Warriors Round Table on 95.7, The Game.
On the right wing, in and out dribble, between the legs, offer set, wide open, left wing, three, Gucci!
Behold, King Kevin Danner.
Well, I am king.
Oh, king, I very not.
And the Saint, Gary St. Jean.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Happy Wednesday. Welcome to Warriors Roundtable here on 95.7 The Game. Kevin Dan alongside Gary St. Jean reminding you that the Warriors 2024-25 season is presented by Kaiser Permanente. Later on in the show, we will be giving you a chance to win a pair of tickets to an upcoming Warriors game when we'll take the seventh caller at 415-523-4652 later on in the show. If you want to talk dubs with the Sanely One and myself, that's 888-957-9570. And this is a great day to talk Warriors shooty hoop because it was an absolutely huge win last night, Gary, over the Memphis Grizzlies from a standings perspective. And it's a kind of win that really gets you excited for the postseason.
Kev, you can't play a much better road game. Led by Steph Curry, one of the best performances of his entire career. He brought along his friends. The two older guys, Butler and Green, played well. And his two young guys, Podzimski and Moody, played well. And it really was a inspiring game. And I think it just bodes well for these last 2 weeks of the season.
It certainly does, and it's the kind of win that's going to draw national attention. Monica McNutt, who does a great job doing Knicks radio color analysis, she's on ESPN a lot. This is what she had to say about how this version of Steph could make the Warriors a Final Four team in the NBA playoffs.
It was spectacular to watch. His control, his quickness, just going after Zach Edey, really going after anybody that wanted some. He was fantastic with the basketball, but it's tough for me to isolate that from the 27 points from Butler, like you mentioned. Draymond Green quietly had a triple-double.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they still needed, 46 minutes of this ball game before they really pulled away from this Grizzly squad. And so I think that version of him gets them confidently to the Western Conference Finals.
Well, Kev, you know what? Monica's been on top of a lot of action. And if Steph Curry plays like that, yeah, because I think the other guys, I think that those games for Butler and Green, yeah, the numbers are great, but I don't think that's beyond their level. I think they're very capable of playing like that. If anything, you're going to get some more help from some of the younger guys. So, listen, people don't understand how hard it is to win a big road game.
Yeah.
It is hard.
Definitely. I mean, look, that place was going crazy last night. The Grizzlies were hungry for a win. They've been scuffling. The coaching change, we can get into that in a little bit, caught everyone off guard to go away from Taylor Jenkins with 9 games left in the season. Monica McNutt making those comments on First Take on ESPN earlier today. But to talk about Steph, 52 points, 10 rebounds, 8 assists, 5 steals. He's the second ever Warrior to put up that stat line. The only other person was Rick Barry, who just missed out on a 60-point triple-double when he did. It was 64 points in that one. But man, it never gets old watching Steph incinerate like that.
Yeah, you know, Kev, young people, young players, girls, boys, little guys, little girls, their dads or moms ought to figure out how to rewind. Just watching him with and without the ball, it's just a master's skill class. I just looked at him last night, and he found these openings, and he reloaded, and he came back. And then if he didn't have it, he passed to Draymond, or he got a screen from Draymond, came back off of him to get more space. It's just, it's an art, because it's not easy to get open when the defense is all 10 eyes are on you. And he found a way, and he just dominated. He was... You know, we can go back to all the big games that he's had. That's really special, and I know we're going to talk about the fact he passed Jerry West, and his words about it were beautiful. And I just can't get enough of the guy. He's just amazing.
Yeah, passed Jerry West for 25th on the all-time scoring list last night. So Steph goes for 52. And Jimmy Butler, a masterclass last night with 27 points. And we head out to the phone lines. Warriors David in Concord. He wants to talk about playoff, Jimmy. What's going on, Warriors David?
All right, guys. I hope you're doing great. I've compared JB's stats the last few years. And what I found, and playoff stats, that is, what I found is, his minutes go up into the high 30s, and everything else goes up proportionately. His points, his rebounds, assists, everything. What I want to ask is, what else can we expect in terms of his game? How else does it change besides just his stats and his minutes?
Well, you gave a great breakdown, Dave, in that his minutes go up, so obviously your stats are going to go up. But his impact on winning, that's the big thing to me. He's a guy that... Not a lot of guys can do this now. He can take his game up another level. And last night it was scoring. But I'm going to give you something really simple. And he's fantastic at this, and it affects Steph and everybody. His ability on the bounce to touch the paint. You might say, well, that's kind of simple. I can dribble in there. But when he gets in there, his decision-making is just perfecto. He knows the angles of where guys are drifting, meaning moving without the ball to get in his vision, and the timing of releasing the ball. You just, in the NBA, when a guy penetrates to the paint, everybody kind of comes back on defense and kind of gets a foot in the paint to help their teammate who was beaten. They're going to try and help him. And invariably then he's able to kick it out. And if a big comes to him, he's able to make the short pass to the guy in the dunker position. So that's simple, but it is big in his game. And I'm already thinking about tomorrow night. And I'm going to tell you what, never have the Warriors had better matchups. They might have the best matchup for Luka and LeBron in the entire league. When I'm really thinking about it, when you talk Draymond, and you talk Butler, that's going to be something special to watch tomorrow night. So he does it on the offensive end, but defense, my gosh, he just gets after you.
I cannot wait for tomorrow night's game against the LA Lakers. Let's keep it on the phone lines again. If you want to hit us up, 888-957-9570. Let's head out to Tim in Beverly Hills, who wants to talk last night's game. What's up, Tim?
Not much. First time caller, long time listener, sometimes participant. I'm sorry, I can't pull it off, Kevin.
No. What's going on, Tim?
Not much. But you know, saying your point is good. And the other thing I mentioned when people ask me about watching stuff, I say, watch what he does when he gives up the ball to get open again. And that to me, I thought last night was one of the best games that I've seen in a long time in terms of, you know, give Memphis some credit. They could have folded with what's going on, you know, with them the last couple of weeks, but they didn't. They kept firing back. And so I just thought Steph was magnificent, and it was just great to be there.
This is Tim Roy, ladies and gentlemen,
hey, Kev,
voice of the Warriors. So
we're talking
thank you,
to
Tim,
a Utica, New York legend.
Yes.
And, my gosh, I'm just smiling, thinking of good old days with Tim. But think about this. He has seen it all, this whole career of this guy. And he's spot on about the movement without the ball. Now, I'm talking about up top, above the three-point line. And he's just a master out there with what they call the second big is the trailer. And that guy is there to change sides, become a change vehicle, or he can set a pick for the guy with the ball, or there can be dribble handoff action. But at the end of the day, he then gives it up, and then you get into what Tim's talking about, because I'm just talking about up top. When he goes on the baseline, oh my gosh, he just wears you out. You need the ice bucket if you're that defender on the other team. And no better example than last night. Tim, I bet you loved it when he reloaded for that three in the corner.
That's just
phenomenal. His movement without the ball is just as good as we've ever seen in the NBA.
Yeah, just it really is stuff. Sorry, Tim. Go ahead.
That's right. I was going to say the other thing he does really well is that even in that play, the scramble play where he was in the corner, he gets his body, you know, set. Mm. You know, he's ready to shoot it. He's got his feet in the right spot, and just gets it off so quickly and so effortlessly. It's amazing to watch. The other point, Sam, that you kind of brought up here that I was very interested in is tomorrow night. And somebody was saying, well, you guys haven't seen the Lakers with Luka. I said, yeah, they haven't seen us with Butler either. So I'm really curious to see how the matchups change with all that.
You know what? Now, you know, I've got some family down there with my son, Greg. Between the three of us, I don't know who the heck they're going to put on Steph. They're going to have an issue. They really. Now, Vincent and Goodwin coming off the bench are good defenders, and they're not adverse to putting length on a perimeter shooter. So where I'm going there is we could see Finney Smith or Vanderbilt on him as well. And, you know, then Steph gets into his dribble penetration game. But, you know, they were playing great defense. They got it back the other night against Houston. And I just think, you know, Tim, help me here. If you got tomorrow, then Denver at home and Houston at home, I think if you can win two out of three, you got a chance to get up there to four or five.
I think so. I think if you go 2-1 with that three game stretch in four nights, that's a really good, good run because, you know, everybody's fighting for position now. Yeah, everybody in the West, you know, are trying to find their spot. So yeah.
How's Beverly Hills treating you, Tim?
So far so good. You know, we got in the middle of the night, which is you know, classic NBA. But it's a beautiful day here, and I'm just gonna meet some friends for dinner here in a few minutes, and just walk in the mean streets of Beverly Hills.
no meaner streets in Southern California.
Hey Kev, I remember staying at Hilton's with him, or
absolutely,
you know, or Holiday Inns or whatever. And now he's big timing me staying in Beverly Hills.
I stayed in that hotel last year. Just quickly, that is an amazing hotel.
It's a really cool hotel. Yeah, it really is. Really is.
Hey
nice.
Tim, you know and something?
You know, we all blame. What's that?
If I'm on a playoff team, yes, I would like to play Memphis on the court, but I wouldn't want the series because that's a 4.5 hour flight.
Oh, it's a brutal flight.
Long flight, and if you got to do that, you play two at home, play two on the road, and then you got two out of three back at your place. But you got to make two of these trips. That's tough stuff.
2015, I don't think the Warriors got enough credit because the first round, you had to fly to New Orleans.
Yeah.
And then the second round, you had to fly to Memphis. The third round, you had to fly to Houston. And then and the finals, you had to fly to Cleveland. There wasn't a flight less than 3.5 hours on that trip. It was crazy.
Yeah. That's a
lot of chocolate chip cookies.
Yeah. A lot of peanut butter and jelly sandwiches, you know?
Tim, I know you do have to get out to dinner. We appreciate you talking with us. Any final words of wisdom with respect to tomorrow night's game?
You know, I think it's going to be great because both teams need the game. You know, both teams, you know, the Lakers still have a shot at moving up. The Warriors have a shot at moving up. And I think, you know, it's anytime you get LeBron against Steph, there's always a little something extra there. There's a lot of history there, and both guys don't want to lose to the other one. So I expect it's going to be a really good game. You know, maybe the Warriors will be fortunate and get Kuminga back. I think that would help. And we'll see. I think it's going to be a great game. I think it's going to be a tiring, but I think it's going to be a fun weekend.
Tim, thanks so much for calling up. Always appreciate your listenership. And, of course, the Voice of the Warriors do a fantastic job, as you have for 3-plus decades now. So thanks for calling in. Have a great call tomorrow.
Thank you so much.
See you, Tim.
And Saint, I'm looking for another Lounge Lizard T-shirt. Okay.
I love it. Say hello to Greg if you see him.
I will. I will, definitely.
All right, buddy.
That is Tim Roy, voice of the Warriors, one of the best play-by-play guys any sport. He is just fantastic. We thank him for joining us. But let's get back to the win over Memphis, because there's a lot that we still need to get to from that game. Warriors Dave wanted to talk playoff Jimmy, and you talked, Saint, about his ability to get into the paint. And I thought one of the biggest plays of the game last night is when he got into the paint and baited Jaren Jackson Jr. into picking up his sixth foul. And from there, if you count the free throws, it was 11-3 Warriors the rest of the way over the final, like $150.
Yeah, you know, that young guy, Michigan State guy, a pal, a friend of Draymond's, and Draymond made a great statement today. It's time for this guy to stop falling out of games. He's too valuable to that team. He's got a left and right inside the paint. He's got the three ball, and we all know he's an excellent defender. But again, Butler has these up fakes. He just gets guys off balance, and they reach, or he goes up to their armpit or whatever. He's a master at it. He goes 12 for 12, I think it was, and the team goes, 28 for 28?
Yeah, it's the second-best free throw performance of all time for Golden State. They went 33 for 33 against Houston back in the early 90s.
I was on the bench for that one. I remember that.
What do you remember about that game?
You just kept looking, and you're saying to yourself, are we making all of these? I mean, it just kept going in and going in. And they're free. You know, shoot them, make them, and it's great. Yeah.
With respect to Jaren Jackson Jr., I just looked this up. He is tied for the league lead in total personal fouls this year.
Wow.
And you could probably guess this other name, Dylan Brooks.
Oh, don't get me going on him. I've had a beautiful day. I cannot stand that guy.
Oh, man.
The reason they lost to the Lakers is because that guy decides he's going to take the late game shot. Come on. You got to be kidding me. That guy wears me out. Let's talk about another guy.
If you will. All right. How about we talk about Draymond Green? He had a triple-double last night. And, I mean, the 13, 12, and 10 doesn't take into total account his great defense, the two steals, the block he had. And he was just named Western Conference Defensive Player of the Month for March. What do you think of his Defensive Player of the Year chances?
Well, you got a better handle than me, but that guy in Atlanta has
Tyson
had a fantastic year. I don't know who the heck else you're going to put in the conversation. Wembanyama obviously would have been in there. And Jackson, if he could stay on the floor and not be injured, he'd be in there. But it may come down to that. And, his work speaks for itself. I know he's voiced his opinion that he thinks he deserves it. He can do that if he wants to. But at the end of the day, man, that guy there's got a lot of respect within the NBA players and coaches.
Yeah, third in the West in steals per game in March at 1.9, and he contested 9.1 shots per game in the month of March. That is a lot of defensive activity, Saint.
Yeah, it really is. And the other thing that maybe you don't see as much, if you can see how much he's talking on defense, that's a huge thing. If teams really communicate with each other, especially if you're in the back line, because you can see up. And what back line means, that you're underneath the hoop on the baseline area, and you can talk to the guys up above, pick right, pick left, or we got a screen coming to the right, or whatever. It's just special. He's unique, and I've always said this: when he's weak side low. Weak side means the side opposite the ball. When he's weak side and there's action, he's over on the left side, ball's over on the right side. He's the best in the business knowing when to rotate over there to stop penetration or help a teammate.
And I know it's not best for him or really, for a course of a season to guard fives 25, 30 minutes a game over 82 games. But when he needs to guard someone 6 inches taller than him, he really stands tall.
Oh, he's tremendous at that. The only guy that comes to mind for me is Jokic, who only went for 61 last night. But
that's it.
You know, but even all these other guys, you can run through when Town was up in Minnesota or any other bigs that he's had to guard. He's just got an ability knowing when to crowd them, when to take away their left, take away their right, all of those kinds of things. Because he does his work. He studies these guys, their tendencies. Assistant coaches give him edits of the breakdown of where this guy's going to get the ball. How does he get there? Is it off the dribble? Is he off a back pick pop? Is it off of a screen? And he knows that stuff inside and out. And I think players playing with him, whether it's Moody and Podziemski, having him and Butler out there, those two guys' defense I've seen elevated just because they're part of the crew. And we must point out, what is that team, that starting team with him at 5? 12-0?
12-0.
Good gosh. Don't tell my son that.
I won't. Don't worry. I won't tell Greg before tomorrow's game. But that starting five, Stephen Curry, Jimmy Butler, Draymond Green, Moses Moody, Brandon Podziemski, 12-0. Best defensive rating in the NBA. They give up 98.8 points per 100 possessions. So they're giving up less than a point per possession, basically. It's incredible. What do you like about that lineup that sticks out to you?
Well, you got connectivity. They're holding on to the rope. They're working together. They communicate well. They know the game plan. That's one of the big things. These guys know how to follow the game plan. How are we going to play pick and roll? Are we going under on the ball handler? If it's a shooter, we're going over. If it's on the weak side, am I rotating over or am I staying home? There's a lot of stuff for them to digest. Now, you know, people over the years have said, well, Steph's not a stellar defender. Well, let me tell you what he is. He's a darn smart defender. He knows what he's doing out there as far as taking away a guy's strengths and taking away dribble penetration and all that kind of thing. And then you and I have been on the bandwagon for months about Moody. And I think the guy's game is just solid. I'm going to compare him to a guy who's down with the Spurs now.
Okay.
Harrison Barnes. What I always said about him was he's smart off the floor, he's smart on the floor. And that's what I think about Moody. He's still young, but I think he's mature. He gets it. He knows his job. And Podziemski, what's he make? 7 threes 2 games ago, and last night he couldn't throw it in the ocean. But when they needed a tip in, who goes flying in for the nice tip but him?
Yeah.
And so, you know, you got to look, and you're a little undermanned without Kuminga and Payton. But that starting group has been, just terrific.
You know, fans were upset last year that Moses Moody wasn't getting the time that they felt he deserved. And really, it's kind of been the story of the first 3 years of his career. Well, last night in a game that the Warriors absolutely needed, he played 36 minutes and played 10 minutes and 28 seconds of the fourth quarter. You can tell that Steve Kerr trusts this guy.
Can you please underline trust 3 times?
Yes.
That's huge. You know, when your coach believes in you, when you don't have a lot of mental mistakes and you're putting the effort out there and you're productive on the offensive end like he is, there's just a lot to like. And you're happy for the guy because he didn't cry the blues, you know, I'm not getting the play and I need to be traded. And I'm going to call my agent and yada, yada, yada. Nope. He just did his work, kept getting better. And chance meets opportunity.
Yes, and the Warriors rewarded him with a contract extension before the season, so they showed a little faith in him. His brother works in the video department with the creative video side, working with the social team and doing creative video and that kind of stuff. Look, he's got a really good situation with Golden State. You know, his family's around a lot. So it definitely looks like he's enjoying his time with Golden State, and now he's had his best season as a pro. He's north of 10 points per game. That was a plateau I was hoping he'd be able to push up to this year. And he's at 10.1 right now with 7 games to play. It's been a really nice year. And he makes big plays in clutch moments. Last night, the big 3 make it an 8-point game. And he's had a lot of big defensive plays time after time in clutch time situations to help the Warriors out.
Yeah. Tim, how about first time I'd seen this? How about that dunk he had the other night?
Oh, yeah.
he comes from the left side going right. And I'm saying, okay, he's just going to beat the guy and he's going to use the rim as his ally and get to that right side. The next thing I know, he's got his elbow above the rim. And I'm like, whoa, I didn't know he could do that. I mean, that was great stuff.
Yeah, well, when you have his athleticism and his wingspan, you can get some highlights for sure.
Yeah.
Well, it's special needs acceptance night on Warriors grounds. The Warriors face the San Antonio Spurs live at Chase Center Wednesday, April 9th, presented by Coinbase. All fans will get a Warriors patch. Get your tickets now at warriors.com or call 888-GSW-HOOP. Representatives standing by. We'll take a timeout, talk a little more about this road trip for Golden State, and a look ahead to the Western Conference standings and what's lying ahead for the teams around the Warriors on their remaining schedules. All right here on the other side of this break on 95.7 The Game.
After some heated debate.
Are you suggesting coconuts migrate? Not at all. They could be carried. A swallow carrying a coconut?
The Warriors Roundtable is back on 95.7 The Game.
Wu-Tang Forever, the final chamber with Run the Jewels, coming to Chase Center June 24th. Get your tickets now at ChaseCenter.com. And it's time to give away those tickets to an upcoming Warriors game. Call the contest line at 415-523-4652. And if you're caller number 7, you'll get a pair of tickets. We'll announce the winner later on. And we will be doing this all year long for our Warriors Roundtable ticket giveaway. So, just to touch up a thing or two from the Warriors-Grizzlies game, Ja Morant and Buddy Hield under investigation. This was just reported for making the gun gesture at each other. I personally, obviously, gun violence is a very key and critical issue in the United States, and it's something that the NBA and near and dear to Steve Kerr, of course. The actual with the finger guns, the finger gestures, I have no actual issue personally with that. I just, with respect to Ja Morant, I think it shows total aloofness on his part that, look, you were suspended a total of 33 games over two different instances for gun-related issues. Like, just in the last couple of years, I'm not sure it's the best look for him personally.
You know, I was in love with him a year or two ago. I just marveled at his athletic ability. And I didn't have Shai Gilgeous-Alexander as high as him. Now, for me, it's not even close. I would not trade for him. One, he breaks down on the court physically. Two, I just don't think his game, he's locked in mentally. And three, what goes on off the floor with him, there's no excuse. He's old enough now that this shouldn't be happening. And to have that happen last night, the league office, you know, whether it's Joe Dumars or whoever's handling the situation, that's just bad. You can't do that kind of stuff. And Hield even responding back to him, he's a veteran. He should know better. Not good.
Yeah, I mean, look, the NBA has made a pretty clear stance on how they feel about guns, gun gesture, gun violence in America, and yeah, not the best look really from Ja Morant. And, you know, Buddy Hield too, but he doesn't have the history that Ja Morant does with this stuff. But moving on, quickly want to talk about the win over San Antonio, since it was the one that preceded the game against Memphis. And look, San Antonio's severely outman right now with no Victor Wembanyama. That certainly hurts things, and no De'Aaron Fox as well. But considering how the road trip started, the Warriors needed a good start in this game. Even the win over New Orleans, they got down 14-2. They needed a quick start. They got a quick start, and they did not let their foot off the gas. A wire-to-wire win, and they led by 47 at one point en route to that 148-106 route.
You know, Kev, you can watch a game, you know, at home, and you get a feel. And that's a confident team. That's an aggressive team on both ends of the floor. They're playing winning basketball. And I just really feel good about where the Warriors are right now. This is the way you want to be playing the last 2 weeks of the year.
Yep.
And they've gotten there, and it's a credit to all these guys. They've done a terrific job.
So with the win over San Antonio and the win over Memphis, the Warriors are in fifth. And this is the highest they've been since they were 14-10, like in the middle of December. So it's been more than 3 months since they've been in the top five in the Western Conference. Now, it's a total mishmash, a one-game separation between fifth through eighth with the Warriors, the Grizzlies, the Clippers, and the Timberwolves. But now the Warriors are also only two games back of the fourth-place Lakers and 2.5 back of the third place Nuggets. I mean, at one point you were saying, I think this team could get up to three. Then you kind of walked it back a little bit, which I understood. Hey, let's just stay out of the play-in. Now what's your goal for the end of season seeding?
And the big speech, can we get to six? look at Denver. That game last night was a fabulous game against Minnesota.
Yeah.
But they just haven't been able, I don't know if they're resting guys, but they just haven't been able to get whole. And I think through the free agency, two, three guys have left. And I don't think they're as deep as they were. But, you know, I love the way Gordon's playing. And I think Jokic is legitimately banged up, and Murray's been banged up. And I don't know how Porter is. Braun's been playing good, but... You know, and Westbrook lets the game slip by last night, missing the layup. But they're not as deep as they were. And everything has to go through Jokic. And if he's banged, you know, obviously they'll get 6 days off before they play. My point is, I'm not as fearful as them as I was. And with Houston, I've studied them this week quite hard. They got... Wow, Kev, they have tremendous young athletes. They are something to watch. But they don't have the experience, and the perimeter shooting, for me, is suspect. And so with that said, you know, they might slide a little bit. I don't know. But Denver could slide. And I told you before, Greg can't get this. The Lakers' schedule is much, much harder than the Warriors. It is really hard. For example, they'll play the game tomorrow night, and then they get Friday. They get the Pelicans, but they don't have Williamson or McCollum. But then they go back-to-back on the road against OKC, and then they go down to Dallas, who's fighting for a position, and Luka going home. I'm looking at the other guys' schedules. You know, the Clippers are really playing... We haven't talked much about them, but they're healthy now. And boy, they're playing well. So this is going to be a tremendous race. The one who's got the easiest schedule, and they lost together, you know, Minnesota's got the easiest schedule.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know where that they can climb to. Maybe they can get to six. I don't know. But I think the Warriors are above there. Who knows? I mean, they could get four or five because, as I said, the Lakers' schedule's really hard.
Yeah. So shout out to Patton Daly City. He is the tickets winner. Shout out to Patton Daly City for winning the tickets. We'll be doing this the rest of the year here on a Warriors Roundtable ticket giveaway. So let's take a look at these upcoming schedules. You mentioned the Clippers and how well they're playing. They also don't have a tough schedule coming up. They got the Pelicans. Then they have Dallas at home two games in a row, and then home against San Antonio.
Oof.
So that they can rack up some wins there. Denver tonight, they are playing San Antonio, but they are resting Jokic, Jamal Murray, Aaron Gordon, and Christian Brown are all not playing in this game.
Wow.
And they're down.
I saw they were questionable.
Yeah,
Kev, you know what that tells me? He just feels like he can stay in three.
Yeah.
That's the feeling I get.
Well, they're only a half game up on the Lakers, so I don't know how comfortable I'd be feeling. And they're down 14 in the second quarter to the Spurs right now because they aren't playing anybody besides Russell Westbrook, who had maybe the worst final 20 seconds of a game of anybody this year, missing the layup when he didn't need to shoot. Up one in double overtime last night, and then fouling Nikhil Alexander-Walker as time's about to expire. I mean, that was rough.
I got to tell you, that guy is a fantastic athlete. Nobody can ever question that.
He is.
His effort is fantastic.
Yep.
And he's been an all-star and, you know, the heck of a career. But what he did last night, I wasn't surprised at all.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I can't say I was super surprised.
Not at all.
Yeah. Looking at some other schedules before we got ahead to a break, Memphis, again, they have been scuffling. They're at Miami, who's about to win their sixth in a row, and they're doing it by they're up 16 at Boston right now in the fourth quarter. And Miami is? They
Holy
were
moly.
And of course, the Celtics have won nine in a row. They're you know, a lot of people think they're going to be in the NBA Finals this year, them in Oklahoma City, perhaps. But, they had that really rough stretch, and then they beat the Warriors, which was their second win in a row, and they haven't lost since. They're about to be 35-41. Then Memphis goes to Detroit, not a team you want to face. And then they're at Charlotte, which should be a win. The Clippers, we talked about them. And then Minnesota, you mentioned how easy that schedule is. At Brooklyn Thursday, at Philly on Saturday. The Sixers are trying to lose right now. Yep. They're at Milwaukee on Tuesday. And then they play at Memphis, but then they finish the year against Brooklyn and Utah at home. I mean, there are a lot of wins. Yeah, there for Minnesota. All right, learn more about becoming a Warriors season ticket holder. Secure seats for all Warriors home games this season and this postseason and next season, plus perks like Warriors shop discounts and more. Call 888-GSW-HOOP or visit warriors.com to learn more. We'll take a break, come on back, talk a little bit about the big-time matchup with the Lake Show and Nuggets coming up Thursday and Friday right here on 95.7 The Game.
We've tended to our wounds.
Just a flesh wound.
Look, stop that,
chicken.
What are you going to do, bleed on me?
Now back to the Warriors Roundtable on 95.7 The Game.
Let's take a look at some upcoming broadcasts presented by Ticketmaster. The Warriors are in L.A. tomorrow to take on the Lakers, 6:30 airtime, 7 p.m. tip time with Tim Roy on the call. Then they're back home, back end of a back-to-back, taking on the Denver Nuggets, fresh off a six-game road trip, 6:30 p.m. on the air, 7 p.m. tip time with Tim Roy and Tom Tolbert on the call. That is Fan Night presented by Adobe. Staying at home to take on the Houston Rockets on Sunday, 5 p.m. on the air, 5:30 tip time. That is Filipino Heritage Night. Then they're on the road for a quick one-game trip to Phoenix Tuesday, April 8th, 6:30 on the air, 7 p.m. tip time. Then back home to take on the San Antonio Spurs, back end of a B2B, 6:30 on the air, 7 p.m. tip time. That is Special Needs Acceptance Night presented by Coinbase. So let's start with the Lakers. It is a big one tomorrow night. The Warriors are only two games back of the Lakers for fourth right now. The Lakers have the tiebreaker because the Warriors are 0-3 against the Lake Show this year. But just think about it. And look, I know you and Tim Roy earlier on the show said, you go 2-1 with this stretch with Denver, Houston, and the Lakers, you're going to be sitting in pretty good shape, which I completely agree. But if you want to be a dreamer, you beat the Lakers, you're 45-31. Last I checked, the Nuggets are down 20 to the Spurs now in the second quarter. That would be loss number 30 for the Nuggets. So if you beat the Nuggets on Friday, you both have 31 losses. Now the Nuggets have the tiebreaker there. Houston, one more thing, Gary. One more. You're 4.5 back of Houston, who's the 2 seed right now. You have the tiebreaker, though. If you beat the Lakers and Nuggets, there's a chance you enter that game 3 back of Houston because they play Oklahoma City on Friday. You win that, and you're 2 games back with 4 to play, and the Rockets finish the season at the Clippers, at the Lakers, and at home against Denver. I mean, the 2 seed might not be out of the equation.
You know what the 5 P's are, Kev?
What are they?
Prior practice prevents poor performance. Okay. And that's vintage you. You talk about being prepared. That is awesome stuff. I love it.
Thank you.
I just love it. And that looking at this whole thing, that I love it. So let's look at this game. I'm really interested in the big three for each team. And I think the matchups are pretty well said. I've talked about Butler and Luka and Draymond and LeBron and the Curry and Reeves situation. You know, Reeves quietly, I guess, has had one heck of a year. He's done a terrific job for them. And what you're going to have to pick, it's a little like Moody and Podzimski. It's what we saw the other night in the Houston game is they're just going to give those guys the perimeter shots, and they're going to take away the good looks for your main players. So they gave Finney Smith and Vincent anything they wanted, and they had a career night. They made like 6 or 7 threes apiece. And then you have to decide, what are you going to do with your defense with Jackson Hayes? Because Luka has resurrected him.
Yes.
Luka's probably the best lob passer we have in the league. And when he gets head and shoulders by a guy, by his primary defender on the perimeter, and then your big steps up to guard him or try to shut him down, what does that leave? That leaves the five rolling right to the rim. And the one thing that Hayes does well is finish on lobs. And he had one game, he was like 8 for 8, and they were like almost all lobs. Conversely, the other night, Houston said, I'm just going to give those guys on the perimeter the shots. We're going to sink in here and take that all away. So those are a couple things to look for as to how the Warriors are going to play those different kinds of situations. I think the Warriors would like to play a lower scoring game, somewhere in the vicinity of 100. And I think the Warriors wanted to open it up. And where the Warriors, I think, have an advantage is they move the ball side to side. They go east-west and they go north-south. And the fact that their defense has been really sharp allows them to get transition points. And they were one of the lower teams in the league on the free throw line. And that's become a great ally for them. So this will be a great matchup. LeBron has not been playing well since he came back from the groin issue. He's been, I don't know, I'm going to give him 15 to 20% from three. And before that, he was pretty close to 40. Luka has been very inconsistent. So it'll be interesting to see how those two play in a big, big home game. They had been on a long trip, like the Warriors are now. The Lakers just finished one. And as you talked about, that first game back is hard, and the Lakers struggled against Houston, but they got it done, and that's one of the reasons why I'm saying for the Lakers are going to have a tough time tomorrow night with the Warriors.
What has your son said about how Luka has fit in with the Lakers?
He's fit in well. He really likes J.J. Redick. J.J. Redick is very upfront. Some coaches don't really lay it all on the table when they've got some kind of a superstar. And that's one of the things that I think that's been the best things that JJ's done. For example, they had a meeting when they played Houston before the game, the three, JJ and the three main guys. And they just talked about notching it up a little bit and sharing it and don't get an ISO situation. So there's very good communication. I think Luka really likes the teammates. I think LeBron's been great with them. I really do. And I can't compliment Jay Kidd enough for the way he coached Luka. And, you know, he can be a little tough to handle. You like soccer, and I do too. And he's got the Euro stuff. He's complaining to the refs morning, noon, and night. He's falling down and flopping and not getting up and getting back on defense. And they've really asked him to kind of calm that down, but also just to give them effort on the defensive end. Don't take plays off. You know, work at that. So I can't wait. I'm really excited about the game.
It's going to be a lot of fun to watch, or of course listen to on 95.7 The Game tomorrow night with Tim Roy on the call. Then it's back home to take on the Denver Nuggets. And you touched on it a little bit, Saint, but you hear this phrase time after time. First game back after a long road trip, so tough. Why is that the case, and why is it such a common talking point in NBA circles?
You know, the history tells you when guys get home off a long trip, could be family and kids and you know, honey, can you take the kids to school and can you pick up this prescription? And, you know, can we talk about this came up when you were gone? And you know, just subconsciously, when you get home and you get to the arena, you just feel like you're back home. And maybe you're just not quite as aggressive as you were. And that's where I think the fans can be a big factor. Just saying, welcome back from a great road trip. And just grateful that they're in the position that they're in, and they can really, you know, juice up the guys. Because history tells you, you can talk about it till you're blue in the face, but it does happen.
Well, luckily, R.C. Davis had this looked up, so I have this right in the palm of my hands. And this was March 7th, so then got to add a game because they played the Detroit Pistons on March 8th. This is from Elias Sports Bureau, courtesy of the great R.C. Davis. The Warriors are 74-46 in their first game following a road trip of 5-plus games. And since Steve Kerr took over, they are 18-6, and in the last five seasons, they're 10-2.
Ha! The great RC. He pulls that out of the rabbit hole. That is awesome.
Yeah.
Hey, I think he should share that with the team. Call Raymond Ritter. Have him tell the coaches. Let's go. Let's get it on.
Yes. You know, like, sometimes team becomes a bugaboo, like the Warriors are the bugaboo for the Houston Rockets. The Denver Nuggets have become the bugaboo for Golden State. So I think it would be big if they could get at least one win against Denver before the postseason starts.
I think their odds are terrific. I really do. Yeah. I know it's a back-to-back, but they're not, you know, I don't know if you got a six-cylinder or an eight-cylinder. I'm dating myself.
I know what you're talking about. V6.
They're firing on four cylinders. And if Jokic doesn't touch the ball, they got a lot of smoke out of their tailpipe.
Yeah, they got a lot of smoke out of the tailpipe tonight. Just quickly giving you an update on this game. They're down 16 to the Spurs with 2 minutes to go in the first half, 64-48.
I love it.
Yeah. Well, that will do it for us tonight. A big thank you to R.C. Davis and Marika Kleto on the Warriors side of things. Mark Grandy for holding things down, as always, behind the glass. For Gary St. Jean, I'm Kevin Dennis saying sayonara. We will talk to you next week right here on 95.7 The Game.
Thank you for joining the Warriors Roundtable on 95.7 The Game.
Step, left wing, three, cha-ching! 58-41, Darvin Ham says, I want to take a timeout, because this one is over.
For tickets, call 888-GSW-HOOP.
Well, you have to know these things when you're a king, you know.